This is the GTA Netcast, a GTA podcast from GTAnet.com. Episode number 2 for March 17th, 2008. Multiplayer details have emerged. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the GTA Netcast, the Grand Theft Auto podcast that doesn't suck. This is episode number 2 for Monday, March the 17th. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode, and the last episode was taken quite nicely. People really enjoyed it. Now, there were some issues with audio balance, and the length was a little bit long. We're going to try to sort that out this time. With me today on the show is Ate. How you doing, Ate?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
And Justin
I'm
is
a lot
here
clearer
well.
This time. Yay.
Hopefully this will be much better now that we're all sounding better. Now we're using Skype instead of TeamSpeak, so quality should be up there. Mm-hmm. Justin, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. G'day, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
So I guess we should just jump right into it like we did last time. So first up, question of the day, the what the fuck video from the GTA 4 forums. Is this legit? If you guys haven't seen it, people listening, if you haven't seen it, check out the GTA 4 forums. We'll also post a link to it in the show notes. It's basically suggested to be an exclusive video of the introduction to GTA 4. It looks pretty cool. Whoever did it did a good job of making it look authentic. Some people think it's real, some people don't. I personally think it's a load of crap, of course. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we're with you on that.
Yeah. It doesn't look like GTA 4 to me at all. I mean,
no. It's
got Liberty City, but it looks like some kind of Disney Pixar film or something. I don't know.
It's not the worst, you know, faking you can
do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like GTA to me at all. I mean, it's well done, but I don't know. I'm wondering how they could actually fake something like that, because it's all... They must have some mad skills, but, you know, something a bit better content, maybe, than maybe your average. Because it wouldn't just do that. It'd be like the credit scene like it normally is. And, like, I mean, they might change it for GTA 4, but in the past it's just been your average... shapes being inside vector art and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
not
just a random video.
That's true.
I was we were talking about this before we started recording the show, and to me it kind of resembles Frank Miller's work. Kind of looks like it would be an introduction to a Sin City game or something. Yeah. It does not go along, like you were saying, it does not go along with the Grand Theft Auto theme at all. One of the biggest problems, aside from the actual visuals not matching up, is that there's no distinct soundtrack. And we all know that every single Grand Theft Auto game had a very distinct score that underlined the entire game.
Yeah. Sounds like a generic classical music.
Yeah, it doesn't fit at all. Second problem, too, is when you look at the actual case that the individual holds up at the beginning, it's neither a PS3 or Xbox 360 case. It's just basically a printout or a box with the box art on it, which is kind of retarded, because if this even was legitimate, it wouldn't look like that, in my opinion. I would think it would look a little bit different.
Yeah, bullshit.
We'll touch on that video again, though, because bullshit or not, it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, people 2 hours, just, it's got about 14 pages.
It's freaking phenomenal.
At the time of when this was recorded.
It's probably going to...
5,000 topic views already.
It's probably going to leap tenfold by the time this podcast actually gets put up. So, it's going to be nuts. It's nice to kind of just take a look at whoever did it put effort into it. So kudos to them for taking the time to make a decent fake. It takes effort, so good for them for trying to dupe people.
Yeah. Anyways. Congratulations.
Congrats. Cookies for you.
Sorry, guys. I've got it covered. I just locked the which version are you getting topic.
Sweet. Oh, God, I hate it every time friggin' fanboy warfare starts up in the GTA 4 forums.
I got it before I think we all hate it.
Good. This is kind of diverging from the main topic, but we have enough time to do this.
Anyway, yeah.
we can touch on this briefly, though, because, I mean, we've only been recording for, like, 4 minutes, so we're fine.
Plenty of time.
We've got plenty of time to touch on the other stuff. All I wanted to say was that people, for those of you who are listening who are into this whole fanboy warfare bullshit, stop it. It doesn't matter what system you own. If you think you have the better system and you think that the game you're getting is the best, that should be the reward in itself, knowing that somebody else is wasting money on something that's inferior. If you think that your system is the best, that's all you need. You just need to know that your system is the best. You don't need to remind everybody else that their systems suck or that idiots.
No more killing.
Yeah, stop the killing.
Keep it to yourself, basically.
Keep it to yourself. Exactly. Yeah. Keep it to yourself. I really wish there was an easier way to track down people who just went absolutely nuts about fanboy warfare, because those guys, in my opinion, are some of the worst types of spammers and flamers on the forums. Because not
Patrick
only are they...
I just noticed Patrick W. got an interview in the EGM magazine for the hot coffee thing.
Oh, are they still on about that?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, it's GTA. It's got to have something to talk about.
It's so dumb. It's hilarious, though. When I try to bring up hot coffee to friends of mine, I think we talked about this last or a couple weeks ago, too. Whenever I try to bring up hot coffee, nobody knows what it is. None of my friends know what the hell hot coffee is. When I say hot coffee, they just think Tim Hortons. Canadians will know what I'm talking about, Tim Hortons. But, yeah. Hot coffee is big within a small, like, circle of people. And then it's picked up by the press whenever it's a slow news day.
It's the same with that, what's it called? Oh, I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, carry on.
Anybody else have any input? I just spent like the past 3 minutes ranting. Anybody else have any input?
It's Mass Impact. They had that sex scene in it.
Oh, yeah.
They never even saw the sex scene before they started going off about it, saying, oh my god, full frontal nudity. And then they never actually realized that it didn't have any nudity in it at all, apart from alien side boob.
Alien side boob.
That was a nice quote.
Anyways. Let's just jump straight to the break then. When we come back, we'll touch on the headlines of the week in review.
Pigeons are good, too. Sometimes they come with notes attached. It's like a fortune cookie with wings. Squirrels are not so good. They taste like goldfish. Meat's real stringy. You know what I mean?
And we're back. On to the headlines, the week in review, all the latest news and information on Grand Theft Auto 4 from GTA4.net. Ante, I believe you have a story for us. What's up?
I do. My story is about the new updates that are coming soon on the GTA 4 site, the official GTA 4 site, and that's coming on the 3rd, no, not the 3rd, the 27th of March 2008. I think just about, I heard somewhere that they're going to do updates to the site every 2 weeks, but that's not obviously not true because the next one is the 27th, which is in a while. So, so the new update will be a trailer, which Justin's going to talk about. New downloads, new screenshots, and more. So I expect they're going to release a few new radio stations as well, which is pretty cool because there's been a lot of talk on the forum about which ones. As I said last week, we're saying how there's lots of little icons and people are trying to guess which ones they are. So that'd be pretty cool to see which ones they are, and hopefully they don't reveal the ones that we know about, like the WKTT and stuff like that. So can't wait for that. Should be good. Oh, it's not even on the 27th that they're releasing this new information. It's on the 20th. Perhaps it is every 2 weeks.
And then it's the... I think only the trailer's coming out on the 27th, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, that's right.
So, Justin, what about the trailer? What's going on with this?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually, because last week in the netcast... Oh, 2 weeks ago, actually. The question of the day was, will there be another trailer before the launch? And... It was quite a hotly contested question, with 43% saying yes and 32 no, and then 24 saying maybe. So, it was all over the place. But Rockstar have answered our question, and there's going to be a new trailer, Good Lord, What Are You Doing? Or Everyone's a Rat, coming out on the 27th.
It's like Rockstar and... listening.
Yes, that's right.
Posted this.
Yeah. And, yeah, it should, I think that's the last trailer that's going to be released.
Yeah, you'd expect so, yeah. A month before the release, just about, so. Cool. I can't see them making them. I think that we should actually make that our the question of the day. How, will they release a fifth trailer?
I was just thinking that. You never know. There might be another one that won't be a trailer, but it'll be a commercial.
Might
for
be
example.
A mixture of all the trailers put together somehow.
Oh yeah, like a mashup.
Yeah. Or just like they might have just released the trailers like just different times. I don't know. I don't think they'll make a fifth one because that's a bit of an overkill. As I said last week.
It actually says here on the news update on GTA4.net that this will be the last trailer.
Yeah, aww. The final trailer before release.
What is that answer then?
Yeah. So the question of the week won't be will there be a fifth trailer?
No, with the name, Good Lord, What Are You Doing? I'm almost wondering if this one is going to focus on Roman, just because he seems to be that kind of oddball type and everybody's a rat. He seems to be the type that would be a bit of a rat.
I can imagine, with the other trailers, you can't really imagine them, because they're always quotes from the trailers. That's what I noticed. And I can't really imagine people saying the things other than move up ladies, but with everyone's a rat, I can actually hear someone, maybe an Italian American, saying it to someone. I can't exactly hear Good Lord, What Are You Doing, but I don't know.
That's now that you mention that, an actual quote, everybody's a rat, that sounds like something a police officer might say.
Ooh, maybe, yeah.
So maybe we're finally going to take a closer look at that side.
Good Lord, GTA. What Are You Doing reminds me of, what's it called, the church. Is it St. Patrick's or something? It might not be in the game, but there's that screenshot of Nico walking up to the church, and it's a really cool screenshot, and I don't know, it might be, that'd be cool.
And, there really have been quite a few major updates, now that we know another trailer is coming out. We're getting more information on radio stations and stuff like that. On the 7th of March, the week that we actually launched the first episode of the podcast, on that Friday, there was the first kind of major update for the radio stations and music. And this week, it seems that the big update was multiplayer. Now, this was not an update on the website, of course. They still haven't said anything about multiplayer coming out on the official website. All this information is coming through from the magazines. And it was just a couple days ago we had that major update. It was actually on, this past Friday. We had that major update on multiplayer. Mm-hmm. Now, kind of give a rundown of what we have here, we submitted this story to Dig, by the way, currently sitting at 1,500 digs, which is quite nice. We also had people coming in from Kotaku referenced us, GameSpy referenced us. I think we submitted stories to Joystick. We had coverage from, I think IGN, I'm not sure. But we had a lot of people coming into the website. It was just flooded with visitors. So, a rundown.
We had, had 2,500 on GTA4.net at one stage as
well. Oh, Jesus. Okay, nice. Yeah. Good Lord. I'm almost interested, seeing how many people we got in just from that, once we get full-blown multiplayer coverage and once the game actually launches. April 29th, I think our website is going to be...
absolutely mental.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely retarded.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, God.
See, I'm dreading able to play the game because I'll be there locking topics.
And then I touched on this last week too, or last episode too. I still haven't pre-ordered, I know, this sounds bad. I haven't pre-ordered
the
game.
I haven't either.
I don't have the money for it.
Kind of missing pre-order.
Oh, God. I just hope I don't go to the store and, hey, I need a Grand Theft Auto 4 and I need an Xbox 360. Right. I'll see you in 3 weeks. Good luck. But,
I don't know, I was on about getting it from Game. Could you get 500 game points as well? But I haven't got the money in my account at the moment. I might just wait and get it on the day, so I get the thrill of buying it rather than waiting for it to come through my door.
I want to actually be there. I'm hoping there's a launch party of some sort.
Gotta say, because we were saying last week there's a competition for it, and you get to go to the launch party to win. But as I said, it's American only, which is
I'm going to smuggle my ass down to New York somehow. I'm close. I can get there. Just give me a... let me through the door. I'll start
to
interview people.
Town Center and see if they've got a launch party outside.
That would be awesome, though.
A bunch of chubs and...
if we all managed to somehow pile into New York and it was just like a whole... group of people from GTA Night, and we all just get there.
They'll let us in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, you guys.
Should have, like,
you're
leather
cool.
jackets that says GTA Night on the back. We just walk in, sunglasses, recording video, doing interviews. That'd be sweet. Anyways, back to the multiplayer. A rundown of all the information. I'm just going to go over this real quick. There are 15 multiplayer game modes in GTA 4. Some of them are variations of one another. For example, Deathmatch and Team Deathmatch. It's pretty obvious what it is. Just one is you're by yourself, and the other one is you're with a team. But here's all the information we got. 15 multiplayer game modes. Multiplayer supports up to 16 players, which is pretty much what we had expected based on the multiplayer capacity for the 360.
I think that's plenty.
Oh, yeah,
16
really. Players.
I mean, you don't want loads because it just gets a bit too crowded. I mean, Liberty City is going to be pretty big. Yeah, and laggy as well.
Yeah.
But you don't want less than that because it's going to be really empty.
Speaking of less, though.
But, yeah, I think that's
with modes like, what was it here? I think it was Cops and Crooks or Hangman's Noose. Can't remember which one it is, but there's one mode, or a few modes, where the game host can actually set the level of police interaction, and you can set the number of pedestrians and all this other sort of stuff.
Yeah. I'm very impressed with the amount of work they've done on the actual multiplayer, because I thought it was going to just be a little half-assed, oh yeah, we'll do that because, you know, multiplayer's there. But they've actually really focused on it. I mean, 15 modes is a lot more than
it's huge.
And and I was surprised because I know with Call of Duty 4 you can't really customize a game that much. I mean, well, you can't anyway. But with this, I suppose there's so much you can customize with it. Like the race one, you can choose the vehicles that you want to race and how many laps you want to play. And another cool thing about multiplayer is that you can actually personalize yourself. So you're not just everyone. So there's not like 16 Nikos running around. And just like looking the same, you can actually personalize your character, which is awesome.
Now, this would be great for gang-based gameplay, so people who are forming gangs, teams, clans, guilds, whatever you want to call it, in GTA, where you have everybody kind of dressing the same with slight alterations, so you have this unique look. We're finally starting to see a real reason for gangs to exist for GTA.
And we've got an actual multiplayer forum all sorted out. I mean, we've just posted, Zabasa just posted, spent all day on this topic, getting it all right. Posted that topic. So we thought we'd get into the flow of it a bit.
For a little bit of insider info from the... I'm not the only moderator in here right now, but we are in discussion. I'll just let this out, it's not a big deal. We are in discussion, of course, of how we're going to actually beef up the multiplayer section and adjust it to suit the inevitable influx of people. No, Justin, you and I were on the same page with this.
Me and Berkeley were talking about it on MSN, saying how it's just going to get seriously crowded with both San Andreas multiplayer and GTA 4 going in the same topic.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, I'm going to make a topic about it. And it's a
great idea. I'm in 100% agreement with you, Justin, with that, because it does not make sense to have all the Vice City multiplayer and GTA 4 multiplayer stuff in the same spot.
Yeah, because we were all... I mean, before GTA 4's multiplayer was properly announced, like all the moves and stuff, it was a nice little forum where we all went to play Sam and talk about it and stuff. And as soon as it was announced, there's about five different clans launched for GTA 4.
Yeah.
And it kind of undermined the whole San Andreas multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, split. I mean, there's no point having a whole forum, a whole category for multiplayer. You're just going to have one forum in it.
It'd be a clusterfuck.
Yeah. So.
All right, back to the multiplayer news then. The game mode. All right, so the characters are fully customizable, and then we derailed for a little bit. Back to the news. The game modes featured are as follows. Hangman's Noose, Carjack City, Bomb to Base, and Bomb to Base 2, which is a throwback to Bomb to Base Act 2 from Grand Theft Auto 3, which for those of you who can't remember... or those of you who never played GTA 3, shame on you, by the way. It was this great, great moment where you were covering 8-Ball from a rooftop as he went in to blow up a giant ship, and you had to take out all the guys that were opposing him.
Because Bomb the Base 1 was actually just getting money.
Yeah, it was basically him telling you need like $10 million.
Bomb the Base 2 was the mission.
He tells you, I need $10 million to cover cover costs. I'll see you when you get $10 million bucks.
And I always thought that if you failed it, you have to pay another $10 million or $10,000.
Oh.
I was gutted. And then I realized.
Anyways, back to the game modes. Some of the other ones are more kind of classical. You got Mafia Work and Team Mafia Work. Deathmatch and Team Deathmatch, which is probably going to be my favorite, just because I love senseless violence. Then there's Turf War, Cops and Crooks, Racing, Deal Breaker, which we really don't know what the hell that is. We came up with a few concepts. They're in the GTA4.net / multiplayer.
Capture the flag, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, yeah, capture the flag. We're not sure what it is, though. Hopefully we'll get more information within the next couple of weeks to figure out what these all these modes are. We only know about a few of them right now.
Oh, it could be. One team has to, like, make a deal or something, obviously, deal breaker. They have to, like, get, like, some merchandise to a certain point, and then the other team has to stop them getting the merchandise to the point.
Oh, yeah.
So, that like, it's
almost like a throwback to... I won't say Team Fortress, but that sort of gameplay where it's just working as a unit to stop somebody from accomplishing something. But
yeah,
that was vague. Anyways, and then there's the free mode, which we're just assuming it's just completely no objectives, no score, no nothing. It's just go in and play.
That would be actually. I'm just wondering if that's going to be like in some with an empty city, or just going to be like.
Oh, I hope.
AI. I mean, that'd be quality.
An empty city with nobody.
I think it'd be awesome if you could actually turn pets and stuff off. If you could have an option to have pets on, or actually have it so you're just roaming around in a ghost town or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously you want to be able to go around with pets and stuff, because that'd be like a bit freedom from Sam, because all Sam was just a ghost town all the time, and it was just you and your friends, but. I suppose getting, if you like want a race or something and just want completely empty streets, you won't want all the pets around as well. So that's my theory.
I think that the free mode option is going to be a bit worrying if it takes off, because we're going to have a lot of pony farming return to the forum.
Oh, God.
If,
oh, Jesus.
I think... I reckon that Rockstar should have actually called it Pony Farm instead of Free Mode.
I was just
going to
say that. It would have been a nice little Easter egg in the game.
Yeah.
That would have been absolutely brilliant. What I'm hoping Free Mode is, and this is, of course, because I wrote up the multiplayer page on GTA4.net, I put in basically all the... This is what we think might happen. It's just my ideas. So there's the disclaimer. When I said that Free Mode, what I think it would just be... you have all the pedestrians, you have all the AI, the cops are active. It's just you have no objectives. It's just you cruising around Liberty City the same way you would if you were playing single player, except now you have 15 other people in the game with you. I do know that it was one of the Hauser brothers, I think it was Dan Hauser, said in an interview that part of the GTA multiplayer experience is that it is a type of world where you can just go in with some other buddies, get in a car, listen to some music with your friends around you, and
that was
just
it, yeah.
Play.
Yeah, he made a statement about it, didn't he? I mean, it was posted in the multiplayer forum about it would be the main, like, the utopia idea about GTA was to, like, do that and just do it with your mates and stuff and drive around.
Yes.
I think he did mention Massive Multiplayer Online. That's it. It says GTA Massive Multiplayer Online, very compelling.
Yeah.
And they're saying how, yeah, that would be, and it's doable.
It is very doable, and I think it would do very well.
I mean, in GTA 5, if it... Oh, I'm pretty sure it'll come along, but there's not really time to talk about it. I think they'll improve on the multiplayer a lot more as well. I mean, obviously, I assume it's going to be really good in this, but it can only get better. Really.
As it goes on, it'll get even better and better and better as they improve and learn from their mistakes, as is the case with pretty much every game developer out there. But Grand Theft Auto Crime Online is a title that's been knocked around for years now. I think IGN was the first one to bring it up.
It sounds amazing. I mean, we've only been waiting 8 years.
Well, the code was there in GTA 3, and then they just kind of gave up. And then finally, we're going to see fan-made mods, like San Andreas Multiplayer, Vice City Multiplayer, all of that. Those... Multi-Theft Auto, thank you. I couldn't remember the name. All of those mods are, they're awesome. Like, they're great, and it shows you how dedicated our community really is. But, in my opinion, I've always felt them to be lacking that certain je ne sais quoi. There's something about them that just didn't feel right. That's why I never really got into San Andreas multiplayer or Multi-Theft Auto like other people did. I could never really get into it. I think now that we have Rockstar's blessing and they have their official iteration of multiplayer, this is going to just take off and it's going to be amazing, and I'm going to be in there like 24/7 just because we finally have something solid from Rockstar. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not sure which I'll be playing most, the actual storyline and free roaming on my own. Oh, pony farming on my own. or going online and playing the different modes and stuff. I mean, it's going to be a tough decision. I think I'll probably definitely get the storyline and stuff done first and then play the multiplayer after. But yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
In grand review for the multiplayer, I think everybody is just completely pumped for it. I think the what we've seen in the way of feedback just from this bit of information that we now know about Grand Theft Auto multiplayer, once it really picks up and gets going, it's going to be, I think it's going to be revolutionary, because we've never seen any sort of multiplayer quite like this.
So yeah, Tank, if you're listening, definitely consider splitting up the multiplayer for a bit.
Or any other administrators who have the capabilities, aka Adam, if you are listening, just do it.
Adam, yeah.
Don't ask, just do it. Split up the forums. We do not want crazy amounts of bullshit in that forum with people from like doing the PC mods and people playing Grand Theft Auto 4. It'll be too bloody crazy. So let's not go down that road.
Nice.
I think that wraps that up. We're going to go to another break, and when we get back, we're going to cover the hot topics from GTAforums.com.
I'm a marketing manager who lives in the suburbs and commutes to work on the highway. I live alone, so of course I needed a car that could seat 12 and is equipped to drive across Arctic tundra. It just makes me feel better.
The new Maibatsu monstrosity. Mine is bigger.
And we're back onto Hot Topics. The Hot Topics from GTAforums.com. These are threads, of course, that we believe deserve much attention because they stand out from the crowd. So I believe, Ate, you have something for us. What's up?
I do. Not exactly one topic, but many as one, if you like. it's in the multiplayer chat, and it's just, since as I mentioned it before, as the new multiplayer details were released for GTA 4, loads of different little clans formed, and most notably, we have the Tarkas, which have been around for ages, then the Desano family. You've got Prop Inc, which have bumped their topic again after much inactivity. You've got the Liberty City Outlaws, the Yardies, which have recently formed after the LCF broke off a bit, and the LCF, as I said, which is the Liberty City's finest, the Exiles, and then we made our topic today as well, so just to get in the swing of things. Yeah, so we've got a nice little community started on. It's almost like a new PGC. But, you know, it's actually there for the reason it's supposed to be there, which is nice. And hopefully it won't get as elite as the PGC.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I know Adam and I were actually talking on MSN about public gang chat, and I told him, it's inevitable. Gangs are coming back. You cannot deny the gangs are coming back.
This time, it's the multiplayer's confirmed, and we've even got details about it. So it's actually there for what it's there for, which is nice.
The great thing about public gang chat is that it brought community to the forums. For the longest time, that was the only reason I ever came back to GTA forums, was for the gangs I was involved in. And now we have proper multiplayer, and we are having an opportunity to have a proper gang system. So it's, in my opinion, it's great to see this happen. It's great to see all these people coming together, starting up these gangs for Grand Theft Auto 4, even though the game's not coming out for a while.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see some of the original gangs that wanted, that, like the Southside Hoods, that actually wanted, were there to actually do the multiplayer thing, to come back and make their topics. I mean, so far, Zabatsu is the only official gang to make a topic, but hopefully we'll see some more.
If not, this is going to be very questionable, you people who are listening, and anybody else can think about this.
Indeed.
This is a thought. If eventually, and I'm saying like a year after the game comes out, official gangs who are not participating in the online gang scene should be ousted. That's my opinion. Yeah, they should be shot down. they're
no
archaic.
Point other than social groups.
They're
elite.
Yeah, exactly. It's
gangs.
An archaic preservation of a system that is no longer relevant to GTA forums. So knock out the official gangs who aren't participating. The gangs who do participate, the official gangs who have some sort of presence in GTA 4 Online, Zybossi, and anyone else who takes part, those gangs should be okay. I mean, they've been around for a long time, they're doing their thing, they're still active, but other gangs who aren't getting involved with GTA 4, I'm sorry, but this is the GTA forums, the gangs were there for multiplayer. I know multiplayer didn't come around till now, but hey,
you want to socialize, go to Facebook or MySpace.
Or something else. Like, you can still have your own little private forums or whatever, but I think the official gangs should be ousted unless they are participating in GTA 4 Online. And we should also get the gang races going again, where you have people voting for the best gangs. Competitions and tournaments, like actual GTA Net tournaments for people competing for positions and official
gangs. Ooh, that'd be cool. A GTA Net League.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not gonna say too much about that, but we are I am talking to other staff members about doing something like that. So keep your eyes and ears open, people, because
one more thing I'd like to mention that if you go to the Zybatsu's front page, the main logo, if you refresh it, similar to the GTA 4 site, the little slogan on the logo changes because it's on a rotator. So just like to throw that out there.
Cross promotion there, I take.
Well, self-advertising. I mean, took me ages to do that.
Oh, that was yours that you came up with?
Oh, yeah. I did all the stuff.
Nice. Everybody who does decent web design should be given props. So, props to you.
Thank you. Well, it's mainly forum design, really.
Well,
but yeah, anyway.
Forum design, web design. Same deal. There's HTML there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next hot topic, which is the what the fuck thread in GTA 4. I think I'm the only person who likes to say the word, like, fuck on a regular basis. So, this is the what the fuck thread. It's in the GTA 4 forums. It was started up, what was it, like, only a couple hours ago. We're already on page.
O'clock,
like, what was
time.
It?
Like, and it's now, I think it's 10 o'clock my time. No, 8 o'clock my time, and it's now 11:30, and it's got 17 pages. So, that's pretty impressive.
Damn, that is
doesn't
impressive.
Beak. It doesn't beat the thread in the pit, which got me banned, which got, what was it, 50-odd page? No, 1,000 replies in 7 hours, which was pretty, you know.
This is still damn impressive, though.
yeah, I mean, for just a random GTA 4 thread that's not going to get anyone banned.
It's called What the Fuck, someone just sent me this, Is It Real? And it's such a vague title, yet it's grabbed so much attention. So I think there's traffic coming in from somewhere. I don't know where.
Hearing about it.
But
I mean, how many views has it got?
60,000.
Yeah.
Let's see how many. I'm going to click here and see how many views the actual YouTube video has. It only has 437 views. Okay.
So half the people that actually viewed it, in fact, most of the people that viewed the topic didn't actually look at it, look at the video in question.
It says a lot about our community in general. They don't want to look at what they don't want to look at what the actual discussion is about. They just want to look at the discussion itself.
Yeah.
If you actually drop into the last page of the topic, there's nothing to do with the video, like something about my next door neighbor's room. Lol is an entire post.
I think it's top.
I suggest it's going off topic very quickly.
Oh god, yep. Kind of dig through there, and I think it's probably going to be like 3/4 of it is people arguing with each other. Yeah. So I clicked on a random page. Second post I read is stop arguing over it and smoke a big fat joint. So, all right.
Classic.
I posted.
It's a quickly growing topic, however. It's still interesting to check out, though. Even if you're just going in to check out the video, chances are the thread will be locked by the time this podcast goes live. But
shortly after my post, presumably.
it's still cool to go in there, check out the video. Here's an idea. For anybody who's listening who has a bit of free time and who's into this sort of stuff, why don't you piece together your own fake video? Try to put something together that is so convincing that you would be able to dupe people who don't know jack shit about Grand Theft Auto, but they know enough to think that it's actually real. So they know enough to care, but they don't know enough to really know. That's my challenge to you, people who are listening. Put that together. I'd like to actually, if we get enough people doing that, that would be something really cool to put onto the GTA4.net website. Just all these videos that the community has put together of all these fake versions of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Imagine your name up there in the lights on the GTA4.net
website. Oh yeah, up on the front page. That'd be sweet. Hell, that would be a news post worthy of submitting to Dig. Alright, well, I think that's enough about the what-the-fuck thread. Justin, I believe you have something delicious for us.
Yes. Delicious is a good pun there, Andy. Okay. following on from the curiosity of the what-the-fuck topic, we're going back to a return to the eating steak topic. it's almost a year old now. And I'm not sure what happened, but it was got unlocked and bumped by a member of staff, apparently. And, became active again just yesterday and went on for something like 5 pages. And, I actually, when I saw it open, I thought it was like, you know, it's celebrating its 1 year anniversary or something. But I have no idea why it was opened and, it promptly got locked, but not before there was more crap posted all throughout the topic for about 4 or 5 pages, I think.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think I might have been the one that opened that. It sounds like something I would do.
This is a confession, Andy.
It might be a confession for someone else. I don't know. I can't remember, but I think I might have opened it because the thread sounds familiar and the random stupidity of it does. It does seem like something I would open.
Did you see the topic in GTA Network support about it from Goldie saying that it looks like he bumped it because he was the last one to post it?
I think he got warned for it as well.
And Adam actually bumped it. he looks like he warned. No, he didn't bump it, but he warned him for it because he thought he bumped it.
I don't know much about that thread. Justin, if you want to go into a little bit more detail about what the whole thread was about?
Not really. It's pretty sick. It's about some idiot suggested the option of eating steak in-game about a year ago. And as typical GTA 4 topics do, it kind of went off-topic into a whole bunch of spam for about 50 pages.
Yes.
And then got locked.
I think.
Sweet.
I think it was just a random... I mean, if it was any other, I don't know, if it was any other strange topic like that, it would have got locked, but there's something that appealed to us about eating steak in GTA 4.
It's so random.
precisely, how random and daft it was, so we just kept it open, and it just accumulated spam. But I actually locked it when I first became a led by, it got a bit daft, so I locked it, and I got ridiculed for it and got so many PMs saying, "Oh my god, you locked it!" So I had to open it again, and it just got filled with spam.
Caving into peer pressure.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign. I've matured since then.
Oh, God. I think Steak would be a great name for a gang. FYI, people. Steak would be a great name for a gang in GTA 4 multiplayer. I would give a verbal commendation, not like an actual commendation, but I would give a verbal commendation to anyone who starts up a gang called Steak. So, if you're listening...
It's a bit of power abuse.
If you're listening and you want to start up a gang, call it Steak, send me a PM, link to the thread, and I will give you a verbal commendation. And a shout-out on the next episode. Yay. There you go. There's your incentive.
And I'll shout out as well.
I'm using my powers for evil, but okay. It's all good.
A Steak gang would be good for the community, I think
so. And not only that, but the name is short, it's catchy, snappy, and it's memorable.
It's
a good foundation for a solid gang for GTA 4.
It could be some kind of kitchen-based gang.
Yes.
Some kind of mafia kitchen.
You could run around with aprons and spatulas.
Yes.
And
a machete.
a hat that says,
a meat cleaver.
Kiss the chef. Kiss the cook. Yes.
Yeah, just throwing a few ideas out there for you. You know, use them.
Ideas are always good. Use the ideas, embrace the ideas, and make yourself a sweet-ass gang. Yeah. You know, whenever I go to say gang, I always want to say guild, which shows that I've played World of Warcraft for way too long.
Same.
Indeed. I don't think we should use the term gang anymore, either. It should be either group or clan, because a gang is not what it is. I mean, they even renamed the little private forum groups instead of gangs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I guess gangs has a bit of a negative connotation to it, but you know that's what people are going to be referring it to.
Yeah.
I'm in a gang. No, you're not. Yeah, I'm in a gang online.
I think the new ones are going to be calling it a clan, actually. I've noticed that they're calling it a clan rather than a gang.
I would like this. I think people should base what they call it on what kind of gang they're running. Like, if you're going to be running a gang that's like street-based, so you're looking at something like Diablos or South Side Hoods or anything like that, or the Yardies, call it a gang. But if you're doing something like a, let's say you're doing this kind of highfalutin, kind of like the Yakuza, I wouldn't really call that a gang. I'd say the Yakuza are too kind of high up there. Think of a different name.
I would call the Zaibatsu a corporation, but it's a bit of a mouthful to say it every time.
What would you call that? I don't know what you would call that.
A conglomerate.
Conglomerate. American pigs. Yeah.
With Japanese, get it right.
Okay, I just fucked that one up. Never mind then.
Do your research, bitch.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway.
In that case, I think we should just go to a break now, and when we come back, we're just going to go into the shoutouts. We'll be right back.
I wanted to say something about these video games. They are warping our kids' minds. My son's dog, Bugo, got hit by a truck, and he says, "Mommy, Mommy, where's the reset button?" I let my kid play video games, and now he runs around the house looking for gold coins.
And we're back to the shoutouts. So before we go, let's just do our little round of shoutouts to the people who we love and who love us because we're awesome. Let's start with Justin. How about you? What's your shoutout, bitch?
Thanks for that. I don't know. I'd just say shout out to Jason, man. He's awesome. And
Hello, let by.
Yeah, everyone loves him. Not so much as Ote, though. I've been tallying up the nominations for the Forum Awards.
Ooh.
I think Ote's kicked his ass as far as Led By goes. But, ignoring that, he's a pretty cool guy and fellow Australian. So I think my shout-out goes to Jason Man this week.
Yeah, but it's all about the votes, not just the nominations. So he might still have a chance if he does a decent campaign.
So.
All right.
I don't think
I'll just fuck off then.
Not fucking off yet, Ote. What's your shout-out?
I think mine has got to be to a few members of the Zaibatsu and Eddie. I think Eddie wanted me to shout out for some reason, just saying hello. I can't remember what the numbers at the end of his name are, but he knows. And also to JC, who I hope you nail that bitch soon. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Wow. Okay. I got my shout-outs, a couple shout-outs here. First shout-out goes to Hellgnome and his topic and the visual artist forum, which is the latest photography contest. This theme is Reflections. And, Ote, I believe you have an entry in there. Number 19, is it?
Yes, I do.
All right. Vote for Ote. Number 19 on that gigantic list of entries. They're all good, though. They're all good. Go take a look. And the other shout-out, of course, goes to everyone who's listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your kind compliments and words of support for the last episode. We hope this one is much better. And a huge shout-out to everybody who regularly visits GTA4.net. And the last group of individuals I want to do a shout-out to, everybody who attends GTAforums.com, the largest English-speaking community of Grand Theft Auto fans on the Internet. This has been episode number 2 for the GTA Nutcast. I'm Andy, joined by Ote and Justin, and we'll see you next time 2 weeks from now. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for the multiplayer information. Hopefully we'll get more on the homepage. Good night.
Bank! 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 Bank!